Hi there, everybody. Welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. A big shout out to all of those of you who support the channel, and a particular thank you to my patrons, the growing list of patrons. If you're not on that list, why not hit the click, make an actual real significant contribution to keeping the platform growing, getting better and bigger. Okay, don't let them distract you, folks. Do not let the mainstream media distract you. If you tune into the headlines today, you're going to read stories about the crisis on the petrol forecourts as England runs out of runs dry and Boris prepares to send in the army. You'll have seen those headlines, I'm sure. You may have seen other headlines about Labour Party conference. Is it going to be a £15 an hour minimum wage? What will Angela Rayner do next? All that stuff, right? You know, all that stuff going on. And I know it seems relevant, and of course it is relevant in some regards if you can't get fuel to be able to travel and go about your daily life. I understand that. That said, from as I understand it, the so-called petrol crisis, it's been provoked by the media, driven by the media, and sustained by the media. There is no shortage of petrol in the UK. In the part of the world where I live, there's literally nothing happening. There's nothing. This whole HGV driver crisis, sorry, I'm not buying into it. If there is an issue, it's a European-wide issue. It's not a UK-specific issue. But the media love to talk about it. And of course, as we talked about the other day, it's very helpful to advance the narrative that we've got to get the army on the streets for your good, to keep you safe, to make sure you can get your petrol. Actually, the laugh and all that is the suggestion that I think what the UK has at, 3,000 forecourts, and I believe there's 150 HGV drivers potentially coming from the army to help out. How is 150 going to get to 3,000 stations then? But ignore that. It doesn't matter. Actually, to be honest with you, it's all a big non-event. It would be, of course, extraordinarily convenient for the government if they were considering another lockdown, if we were had a problem being able to get petrol. And that's really what I want to talk about, because yesterday, quietly, in the background, without any media attention, the government published a policy paper entitled Proposal for Mandatory COVID Certification in a Plan B Scenario. That's the UK government published that policy paper yesterday by the Department of Health and Social Care. So, to be clear, the UK government is putting forward a proposal that would make COVID certification mandatory. Just like we've seen in Ireland, in France, in Italy, around the world, in Australia, New Zealand, and all these COVID tyranny hotspots. And that's exactly what the British government is talking about. So I find it quite interesting. How come nobody in the UK media is talking about it? Simple, because the UK media has been entirely and absolutely bought off. They are all paid. They're all bought off. Little media whores. That's what they are. They'll talk about things like petrol crisis, Angela Rayner. They won't talk about mandatory COVID certifications. Now, what I take out of this, and you've heard me say this before, that you heard Boris talk about for this winter, the government has plan A and a plan B scenario. Plan A is pretty much more of the same, more of what we have. But plan B kicks in if plan A doesn't work. Plan A will not work and cannot work because the government will continue to roll out booster jabs. That's going to increase levels of infection. It's going to continue to have massive levels of testing. That will again increase the imagined number of cases. Those things together will enable the government to move us quickly and swiftly to plan B. That's why they're putting in place this policy paper. And the government does nothing by accident. You know, these things don't just happen. So the government is clearly taking a view that we need to set up now so that when we do bring in mandatory COVID certification, it's all gone through the necessary administrative and parliamentary hoops. But just think what mandatory COVID certification means. That's the point when the COVID passports come in. And that's what Boris Johnson is specifically working away in the background to bring about. Don't think we've avoided COVID passports just because the government said we've temporarily shelved them. No, what they've done is they've put this plan A, plan B routine in place. And the purpose of that routine, the purpose of plan A is to get us to plan B. The purpose of the point of plan B will be COVID passes along with mandatory masks, as we discussed yesterday, along with further tightening of restrictions as we enter into the winter months. Remember, this was never about a virus. It's always about control. And this government intends, just like the French, just like the Italian, just like all these fascist prototype governments, it intends to do exactly the same. It's in plain sight, folks. It went through, it was published by the government itself yesterday. And yet there's been little, if any, examination of why that might be. Well, we know why it's going to be, because they absolutely intend to do it if they can get away with it. That's what I think. Check it out if you want to go. If you want to go to the government, www.gov.uk, hit proposal for mandatory COVID certifications in plan B, and up it will come. So you can do work that the lazy, bought-off journalists won't do. You can actually see what this government has in store for us. Thanks for listening.